Andrew Walmsley, Director of Congressional Relations for the American Farm Bureau Federation.
Andrew, we've known for several weeks that three of the four primary farm bill leaders are kind of on the same page as far as what needs to happen for the 2018 farm bill to be completed. That would be Pat Roberts, Debbie Stabenow, and Colin Peterson. But Mike Conaway of Texas, the House Ag Committee chairman, has been kind of in an opposing position, especially when it pertains to nutrition changes that were proposed in the House version of the farm bill. So my question to begin our conversation today, Andrew, is has any progress been made on getting Conaway on the same page with the other three?
Well, I think Mr. Conaway alluded to this recently, that there are still a handful of unresolved issues between the four principals outside of just nutrition. I think they're trying to work through that. So I don't believe everything you read in the media, and, you know, obviously that's a broader debate these days. But I think, you know, from our view and our conversations with the principals, with their staff, is they're all working towards a solution here with the intention of getting a farm bill done this year.
What is your belief with a month and a half to go before December 31st? Will we see the 2018 farm bill to Congress, potentially to the president's desk by the end of the year?
I'm optimistic that'll happen. You got to stay that way when you work for farmers and ranchers, and especially if you work in Washington, D.C., you got to stay optimistic. And I think you look at the comments post-election that four principals, along with House and Senate leadership, are all intentions and all purposes wanting to get this done. We definitely have a pathway, although that time is the clock's clicking down. It's getting to be a little more difficult, but you know, the intensity's ramped up this week. There's a lot of work taking place as we speak on hopefully finishing a lot of the details to get a conference report together and back through both chambers to the president's desk before they leave town for Christmas.
So the divide isn't completely on work requirements proposed in the nutrition program from the House. Where else are we seeing the biggest division?
Yeah, I mean, nutrition's definitely out there, but hopefully there's a pathway that they can come to some type of an agreement. You know, there's still some outstanding issues in the conservation title. I don't think they've put the ribbon on that one. Hopefully getting pretty close on the commodity title. And, you know, traditionally when you look at farm bills, once you kind of get the commodity title wrapped up, a lot of other pieces tend to fall in place and can move pretty quickly.
Can you hearken back to other farm bill negotiations to possibly help guide us as to what our expectations should be this time around, or are the circumstances right now fairly unique in your opinion?
We are definitely in a different setting than we were in the last farm bill when we look at the farm economy. I mean, there's a lot of uncertainty and you know, concern in farm country. You know, we're concerned about our members, you know, financial health, the stability of their farms with where markets are at. You know, you have the uncertainty around trade. You look at what Mother Nature has thrown at folks over the last year. We are a little bit unique in those circumstances. So I think there's enough pressure just naturally occurring out there, but also, you know, encouraging farmers and ranchers to speak up and letting Congress know the need to get this done, that hopefully we can complete it. You know, what I can tell in my experience and talking to folks from farm bills passed, you know, they at least got to expire before you can finally get a bill, and we've passed September 30th, so hopefully you just don't have to draw out that much further, that we've got enough work done between, you know, getting through both chambers, over 3 months of conference negotiations, and the pressure to get this done, that we can finally drag it across the finish line.